Well, the term yoga has been applied to a variety of practices, and it dates back hundreds of years to India, but there's nothing ancient about yoga in St. Louis. There are weekly yoga sessions held under the arch, and a local group has been meeting at breweries, vineyards, even rooftops. L. Potter is the founder of Yoga Buzz, and I'll just put it out front, we're not related as far as we know, but welcome, L. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Kathy Whaley is a yoga instructor at the YMCA. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Namaste, Steve.
And Ann Honius is a park ranger and manages the Yoga at the Arch program. Welcome to you, Ann.
Thank you. You too.
I know nothing about yoga except what I've just sort of noticed in my lifetime. I don't know anything about it. I always associate it with meditation. Is that a good place to start?
I think that's definitely a big piece of it. I mean, a lot of what we practice of yoga in the West is more of the physical practice called asana, but it all comes back to sort of cultivating a more peaceful state of mind.
Kathy, how do you explain yoga to people?
Sometimes people are afraid that they can't do yoga because they are not flexible. And they say the only thing you have to be able to do yoga is to breathe. And once we get you in the door.
And you mean physically flexible, not mentally, right? Or both?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. We can break down all those barriers with yoga.
And what do you know? You work for the Park Service. I'm assuming maybe you didn't know anything about yoga before you started.
Actually, I take yoga. So I had an advantage.
Oh.
And 3 years ago, in association with the St. Louis Sports Commission, we did some fitness under the arch programs associated with the Visa Gymnastics Championships in town. And the yoga session was so popular that the park decided to continue classes.
And why do you think it's popular? What's the feedback you get? What do you hear?
The opportunity to be outside along the river and also underneath or near the arch. We move the class when it's a little baking hot down there, and we don't want to be under the arch, but just to be able to have that experience and see the arch in different perspectives.
Well, I wouldn't mind hearing from some people in our listening audience, because there must be people out there that are familiar with yoga, that practice it, that see benefits in it. So I'd be interested in hearing from people. If you have any questions about yoga, if you don't know anything about it, but if you are familiar with yoga, what does it do for you? How do you use it? Why is it a good thing? You can share your thoughts with us today on Cityscape. It's area code 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK if you'd like to join us in our discussion about yoga today. Elle, tell your story. I don't know how much of this is true.
Which story?
You're not originally... yeah, is there more than one? You're not originally from St. Louis. You've been here a few years. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I am from Denver, Colorado.
Denver. But I understand that you moved to St. Louis and beer might have had something to do with that?
It did have a lot to do with it. I was I took a couple years off of teaching yoga and ended up running conference logistics and community online community development for a series of blogger conferences. And so one of the blogger conferences that I was running was up in Portland for beer bloggers. And I went up to Portland and met a gentleman who was cute and said he lived in St. Louis and worked for Schlafly. And so that was actually the first time I ever came to St. Louis, was to visit him after I met him at this conference up in Portland.
So did beer bring you here eventually? Or I mean,
yes,
well, let me back up. Because you started an organization called Yoga Buzz St. Louis, or STL. How do you say it?
STL.
Yoga Buzz STL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So I basically have, I think a lot of people, when they get intimidated by the prospect of doing yoga, they think that they need to be a certain way. They can't do yoga if they eat meat, or they need to be thin, or whatever it might be that they have this preconceived notion of. But what I've found is that a lot of yogis like beer, and a lot of yogis really enjoy a glass of wine. And so creating sort of a bridge between these two communities that are both really enthusiastic about what they love, like the beer community is super enthusiastic, the yoga community is super, super fun to hang out with. And so putting the two together.
So it's like a public service you've done.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just letting everybody know it's okay to do yoga and then have a beer.
And you call people that practice yoga yogis.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Hmm.
Kathy, you have anything to add about that?
Well, I love this new trend. Some people are calling it the yoga detox retox. I think it's a really great thing for both yoga and the breweries and the vineyards.
Mm-hmm. So we started our program because we're hoping to get people that practice yoga to then reappreciate the outdoors. So we can't provide beer, but that opportunity to come down to the arch and enjoy outdoors.
But
so,
there are other places in town they can find that.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
So that works out. Yes. So back to my original statement, yoga is more than just stretching. Mm-hmm. So can you be more specific explaining it to me?
Yoga is a great way to connect and to yoke. The yoga means to yoke the mind and the body and the spirit all together to bring everything back to your center. It's a great way to exercise your body, calm your mind, and open your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. 382-8255, 382-TALK, if you have something to add to this discussion. We're going to talk to Christy now from St. Louis. She's been doing, I think, Christy, what, for a decade now?
Yeah, I started practicing yoga like 10 years ago. It was one of my New Year's resolutions.
What interested you in the beginning? How did you get into it?
I always thought it looked interesting, and truthfully, it probably was because I considered myself fairly flexible, and I thought I'd be a champ at it, which anybody who practices yoga knows that that's fairly ridiculous. So, and so I got into it because of that. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to feel better, and I did. In the first 3 years, I really just fell in love with it. And probably within 5 years, it became more about meditation and spiritual discipline for me.
So it's helped you mentally and physically.
Yeah. And, you know, I really found a way through doing yoga to connect with, you know, my own life better, you know, making everything be what I wanted it to be. You know, fewer complaints in life and a lot more action around stuff I wanted to do.
That's all positive.
Well, and
Christy.
I think that that's a thing that happens a lot for people is they come in curious about the physical aspect of the practice, and then the more that they do it, there's like other layers that start to get uncovered. And so that's what I think is so fantastic about yoga and these really unique these unique locations is that it offers a really unintimidating opportunity to come and try yoga and like kind of like get the gateway experience.
Well, you saw how quickly I picked up on the harmonica. So
yes.
I'm wondering if I'd have just an easy time with yoga. Is there anyone that can't do it?
No. Mm-mm. I'd like to plug a website, too. There's yoga, outdoor yoga in and around St. Louis. There's a Facebook page, so that will tell you all the free yoga at all the parks and the farmers markets all around town.
Well, let's go back to the phones and travel out west now to Forestell. Drew is calling from Forestell. And Drew, is there a yoga scene out there?
Yes, afternoon, there is. It's my scene. It's the trees, and it's just being outside.
You do it by yourself? Or?
I do. It's part of a daily morning ritual for me. I was taught yoga in elementary school as part of the gifted program. That was one of the things that we did for an hour a day. And as a kid, that really helps, especially a kid that thinks too much, to be able to work on your breath and just focus on your breath. And that still today is, I believe, what I've taken away from yoga is that breath work and being able to focus and bring myself back to center and know where my balance is. And I share a lot of the same benefits as your last caller mentioned that you know, that it just brings her, you know, sort of peace and happier with herself, less stress, all that good stuff.
So you see yourself doing it forever, Drew, you think?
Forever is a long time. At least a lifetime.
Okay, I won't pin you down on that. Thanks, Drew, for your call, though. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, we've heard from a man and a woman, so that makes me think. Are there any correlations there as far as popularity goes? Men and women enjoy yoga equally? Or
I think it's definitely predominantly women in the West that are doing it.
Really?
And it's, you know, I mean, it's interesting because in India, it was a male practice. The yogis were all, you know, the men with the ashes on their body and the big dreadlocks wrapped around their head. And it's become more of a practice that appeals to women, but that doesn't mean that it's just for women. And it's fun to get more guys into the yoga classes because I think that they're intimidated because there's so many women.
Really?
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I've seen at our class, being outside and just having visitors to the arch, it's always interesting to see the people walking by that decide to stop and see if they can do it. And that's where I see more of the variety of the ages and the genders, is sort of on the fringes of the class, of people saying, I'm going to go try this and see how I like it and if I can do it.
Yeah, well, since you bring that up, Anne, about people walking by and looking, there are some strange positions. Maybe that's my word, strange, okay? Are people ever embarrassed or shy? Does modesty play a role in, you know, how you appear to other people, in the odd position you might be in or whatever?
I think that people generally tend to get very focused on themselves. And
which
so
is the point,
hopefully,
right?
Hopefully we're trying to go inside and feel the postures from the inside out. But there will be some good views.
Yeah. And you're surrounded by others in similar poses.
Right.
So, you know, you're part of a class and you don't think about what's going on around you.
Well, Eli, here's one interesting thing. I understand that you actually teach yoga on stand-up paddle boards.
Yes, sir.
People have seen those, right? Everyone knows what that is, right?
Big old paddle board floating on the lake.
People stand on it and navigate through water.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do that on a paddle board?
Very, very carefully. Being on a paddle board, period, is very challenging because of the balance that you have to find from side to side and front to back. And yoga on solid ground can be really challenging. So putting the two together is definitely a unique experience.
Well, Anne, you do the yoga under the arch, and Kathy, you're a yoga instructor at the YMCA. So how do you start out with a new student? I'm sure there are steps that you take, right? You go easy on us first, don't you?
Well, maybe. Maybe. People are always surprised at what they are able to do. And I have mostly open-level courses. So I have people whose maybe it's their first day doing yoga, and you just encourage them to do what their body is able. And then as they progress, they get options to do harder things.
That's one good thing about yoga, is you can start very basic, and then there's steps that make it more difficult.
Now, yoga at the Y, I guess you can take year-round anytime?
You can take year-round anytime, and starting August 25th, all yoga at all Ys around the association will be free.
Really? Now, and yoga at the Arch is free too, but you actually have a season. I think you wind up in August this year.
We do. The last class is August 30th, so we've got 4 more weeks. And if it is free, and if you register online at gatewayarch.com, you also get free parking in the Arch parking garage.
And Elle, as far as Yoga Buzz STL goes, do you have ongoing events or anything coming up you might want to mention?
Yeah, we just had our first 2 events over the past 2 weeks, and they both sold out, which was really exciting. I've got the next one is August 26th at Morgan Street Brewery, and then on September 9th at Four Hands. Tickets are $20 online. Definitely want to pre-register for those. And we'll have more events coming up over the course of every day in the future.
Yeah. So talk a little bit more about, when you're meeting out in wineries, mm-hmm, or in breweries. So you do the yoga first, and then is it a social hour? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you definitely want to do the yoga first and then do the sampling of drinks afterwards. It's an hour-long all-levels yoga class. So just like Kathy and Anne were saying, it's open to anybody who's never even been to a yoga class before, to people who are more familiar with the practice.
That's Elle Potter of Yoga Buzz STL. We've also been talking to Anne Honius, a supervising park ranger at the Arch. She manages Yoga at the Arch, which is in its third year. And also here today, Kathy Whaley, who is a yoga instructor with the YMCA. So if I start taking this, I'll be better mentally, physically, and in all ways?
And I think it'll help you play the harmonica.
Sold. Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy, Anne, Elle, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, in our next installment of Soundbites, produced with Sauce Magazine, we're going to talk about tips for baking better pies. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll be talking with St. Louis Aldermanic President Lewis Reed. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Also at stlpublicradio.org, you can read arts reporter Nancy Fowler's feature on The Violinist, a play about a boy with autism, to benefit the local organization Action for Autism, which will be staged tonight and tomorrow night at Gaslight Theater. Just go to the Arts and Culture section of stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Erica Smith, Aaron Dorr, Kyle Jacoby, and Amanda Hunnickfort. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. And today, we say goodbye and thank you very much to intern Kyle Jacoby, who has served us so ably this summer, and we wish him well as he returns to the University of Missouri to complete his journalism degree. We'll see you around, Kyle, and keep on running. He's a professional runner. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next week.